I'm very happy that you're all here, and some of you took a plane to come here, and that's really moving to me. And I'm thinking especially of you too. I think, and my parents, it's really moving. A bit more than a year ago now, I was on my way to another airplane, and I saw Amanda Harlett at the lobby of a hotel. She told me I had to meet Anna Fremantle. And actually, Amanda and me have a shared passion for found objects, as some of you might have seen in her talk. And I share this thing with her. And so she said, you have to meet Anna Fremantle. I had no idea who Anna Fremantle was or why I had to meet her, but she mentioned something about the festival she was organizing. But ever since I met Anna, I understand what Amanda already understood. I immediately felt connected to Anna. She's able to connect people and make things happen. It was definitely something I needed in my life, and I'm glad she is in my life now. Well, to make a long story short, that's why I'm here now with my work in this incredible space. So mostly people know me as a model, though I did have a life before. Few people know of the works I've made in the past. About 4 years ago, I started a proper career in fashion. Little time was left to dedicate to my artwork. My solution was to just start documenting my life and movements in a very direct way, through writing, photography, and diary. I have actually like a big diary, and I show in all the stuff that I find, and I write. So I even brought the scanner with me. So I had my modeling bag with my modeling book, my high heels, and a scanner. Because you never know what you find on the way. It got pretty heavy, but I did it. And some of the things you see here was when I was walking with my modeling bag. So these things became scanned, all of them. And the scanned objects, they became what I now call an archive of discarded things. And you can see a small part of this archive exhibited in the sculpture gallery. The objects that are here are objects of personal memories, or some things are just simply for me of beauty. Some things I see beauty in them. But there is also something else to them. Through these objects, I connect myself with someone else. The hand that has just wrinkled it, the footstep that has just flattened the surface of the object, the pocket that has been holding it, they are still present. They left a mark, and I can see people's stories in these objects, as I see parts of people's lives. And then there's something that's, to me, very important that I try to remember every day, that life itself is subject to decay, and I think these objects reflect something of that as well. And they are that, maybe. So then, Shireen was not here, apparently. But I wanted to thank her too for the same reason, coming up with this idea to exhibit here. And actually, I've been looking for a relationship also with the scans and the objects. This was a very interesting process for me. And thank you very much, James, because you've been really amazing, and your enthusiasm has been fantastic and so encouraging. I would not have been possible without you. So thank you so much. And then everyone at the museum who's not here has been preparing and building up this fantastic experience. And Anna and Jonathan, thank you so much for organizing and giving me this chance. Thank you.